910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Jury deliberations resume tomorrow in Wilmington, Delaware. ABC's Terry Moran's there.
Late today, the jury getting the case in Hunter Biden's trial. Six men and six women will decide the fate of the president's son, who is facing three felony gun charges. As closing arguments began, Hunter Biden's friends and family packed into the first three rows of the courtroom, the first lady attending the trial nearly every day.
Former President Trump had a virtual hearing with a probation officer from New York who'll help give the judge information for sentencing in his hush money trial. The full ship channel in Baltimore Harbor back open as normal now since the bridge collapse in March. Gasoline prices down another 9 cents a gallon, says the Energy Department. The Bidens are hosting an early Juneteenth celebration on the White House South Lawn tonight. Featured guests include Gladys Knight.
White House lawn's never seen anything like this before. That was outstanding.
This is ABC News. Road crews in Wyoming are getting a patch in place to allow traffic to flow again on a major road into Jackson Hole, devastated by a landslide over the weekend.
Work is underway for a temporary detour around the chunk of Wyoming State Highway 22 that disappeared when the road gave way, deemed a catastrophic failure. Wyoming's Department of Transportation reports progress on that detour is moving forward. Access from Teton Pass into Jackson Hole, Wyoming, the main artery from Idaho into Jackson Hole, has been cut off since the slide over the weekend. A wet spring and current snowmelt have led to mud flows in the area. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Chrysler recalling more than 211,000 SUVs because of a software problem that could disable the electronic stability control systems, increasing risks of a crash. The recall covers certain model year 2022 Dodge Durangos, Rams, and other vehicles. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Madison police shared more information about this past weekend's mass shooting at a Monday press conference. 10 people had gunshot wounds, one person was hurt by broken glass, and another hurt themselves running from the scene. The victims were between ages 14 and 23. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
It is truly a miracle that no one is dead.
The shooting happened early Sunday morning during a rooftop party at downtown apartment complex The Lux. Madison police said they could be looking for two shooters, but they did not name any suspects. This was one of three shootings that happened in Madison over the weekend. Wisconsinites can expect a hotter-than-average summer this year. According to CBS 58, Wisconsin has a 30 to 40% chance of above-average temperatures in June, July, and August. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Toronto Blue Jays. Milwaukee with a 6.5-game lead in their division, despite losing 10-2 yesterday in Detroit. The Blue Jays a game under 500 so far this season. A recap of the game later tonight. More problems for the Brewers pitchers. Robert Gasser seeking a third opinion for his elbow. Saturday, the Brewers beat the Tigers, but trainers had to check on Freddy Peralta as he struggled with his fastball.
For me, it was a bad day in general. You know, but everything's good. It's more important for me that team won the game, but physically I'm good. I'm fine.
Racing, record crowds at Road America as Will Power won the IndyCar Grand Prix. In golf, Ernie Els won the AmFam Championship in Madison.
I want to thank everybody for coming out this week. These greens are unbelievable. You know, it is definitely the best greens we play on tour.
Els told reporters next year the AmFam will be a team event, but tournament officials say no decision has been made. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low in the mid-40s for tonight. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow and a high in the upper 60s. Low 80s Wednesday, more storms possible, especially in the afternoon and evening when some of the storms could be strong. Currently at 62 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba joins us from 10:30 to 11 o'clock. We are on the road live from our headquarters in Madison. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH. Hayward's home for Matinair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, hitting cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Katagita, all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local, that's like crazy local, and national Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Deka. And this portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pina Gigi to all of our supporters.
Well, we have one of our favorite guests here and coming on real quick. There's an event going on that I would like Rachel to talk about. Rachel Thunder, please come aboard here, and good to see you, and always great to hear from you. Rachel, you did the walk for Leonard Peltier. That was amazing. You checked in with us once in a while. There's an update today and tonight that I'd like you to talk about with our listeners. Welcome.
Great. Thank you, Robert. So today, Leonard Peltier had his first parole hearing in 14. It started at 11 a.m. Eastern time today on June the 10th. And from my understanding, it went on for a substantial amount of time. There's some different things, I think, that are going to come out maybe more tomorrow. So Indian Collective is hosting a press conference at 11 Mountain Time, I believe, and that's going to be all virtual. Like, you can register for it through the Indian Collective website. There's a link on there that they have built specifically around Leonard Peltier. And so during that kind of like press conference, I think that some of the witnesses that testified and some of the key players are going to be on there speaking specifically on what happened today. But ultimately, a decision was not made today at the parole hearing. The way that I understand it is that it can take up to 21 days for the parole commission to deliberate and reach a decision. And even at that point, they can file like an extension, and it could go on into July, potentially into August. And so there was a collective call to action today for communities to host a day of prayer for Leonard Peltier. So our organization, the Indigenous Protector Movement, we're getting ready to host a community event and prayer led by Jerry Dearley here at 6 p.m. at Cedar Field, just across from Little Earth. So come stop by if you want to say hi and join in. But I think that what's going to be really important here over the next, you know, month to 2 months is keeping Leonard a constant topic of conversation. Having shows like yours, Robert, and even non-native shows constantly talking about Leonard, creating that media storm, that media pressure, you know, making sure that he is constantly seen on social media, that he's trending on social media, that news continues to cover him, not just coming up close like on a decision, but that there's that constant pressure. And then there are some action items that people, like steps that people can take. You can write the parole commission on behalf of Leonard. You can send Leonard a message. And I'd be happy to share some of those so you can get them out on your page, Robert. Yeah. Like the links to those so that people can write in. But I do believe, and a lot of people believe, that this is Leonard's last chance. Like I said, it has been 14 years since Leonard had a parole hearing. He's 80 years old. He's now walking with a walker. He has lost most of his eyesight due to poor diabetes and cataracts that he hasn't gotten, you know, surgery for. So there's a lot of health issues going on. He's an elder. And today at this parole commission, what they really want to hear, unfortunately, they want him to say, "I'm guilty and I feel bad about it." That's what they wanted to hear today. And so what they were able to hear and how they interpret it is going to be key in these next coming months.
Yeah, Rachel, all the great work you and your organization has been doing for the past few years about amplifying this. Just to catch everybody up here in the last couple minutes, just give a quick overview for people that might not know that listen to us what the Leonard Peltier Freedom is all about.
Right. So for those of you who might not know, Leonard Peltier is the longest held indigenous political prisoner ever held by the colonial government of the United States. He has been held unjustly this year for 49 years, coming up on 50 years, so nearly half of a century. That's five decades. And so he has become a symbol for our people, for Native people, for Indigenous people, of resistance, of resilience. And the United States government tried to say, by making an example out of him, this is what happens when you try to resist us, or you try to resist colonization, or you don't do what we say. And so he's kind of long stood as that symbol. For a lot of people, for our people. And the way that I feel about it is that as long as Leonard Peltier is held by the United States, that there's a piece of every single one of us as Native people, as Indigenous people to Turtle Island, that they're holding a piece of all of us with Leonard.
Right. When you say make an example of it, it came out the last couple of years that FBI agents that work for the FBI use this as a template of new recruits. So there's this language going on in the FBI that points to Leonard's guilt, where we talked about years ago or a few years ago, about how the murder of George Floyd and the people that accompanied him got 2 years, and Leonard's been in almost 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, this is for a crime that he was never found guilty of, that he is not guilty of. His two co-defendants were acquitted and found not guilty on the grounds of self-defense. And then he was later found guilty of aiding and abetting. So if his two co-defendants were found not guilty in self-defense, then who was he aiding and abetting? Right? Himself? Can you aid and abet yourself? So his case is littered with evidence tampering, coercion by the FBI. There's quotes, you know, any Indian will do they're, you know, they were wanting to just have someone take the fall that they could put the blame on and scare the rest of us, quote, Indians into never resisting again.
Right, exactly. So we got a minute left here. Let's talk about what's going on again tonight, and then maybe a little about Indians Collective before you leave us, Rachel.
Right. So tonight at 6 p.m., so in 45 minutes, we're going to be all gathering at Cedar Field across from Little Earth for a community prayer led by Jerry Dearly for Leonard Peltier in these next coming months, and for his freedom and for his peace. And tomorrow at 11 Mountain Time, Indian Collective will be hosting a virtual press conference so that you can get all the details and updates on what happened today during Leonard Peltier's parole hearing.
Big P Nagigi for coming on. Really understand that you're very busy, and it's really appreciate your information coming from you. Really. Hopefully, I have a meeting right after the show, but hopefully I can come out there. I'll text you to make sure things are still happening. Great work. You and your husband and your family do awesome work. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. It takes a team. We have a team, and I love our team that we're building. We're doing a lot of good things out here in community, so... Thanks, Robert.
Yes, you are. Right on. That's Rachel Thunder, and we'll be right back with Dr. Stately. You're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger. Purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Do you have a personal financial goal like buying a car, starting a business, saving for college, or investing for retirement? Whatever your goal is, you need a plan. It might seem overwhelming, but like physical fitness, you can gradually improve your financial health step by step. Start by creating a spending plan, improving your credit score, opening a bank account, or finding a trusted advisor. Not sure where to start? Visit mn.gov/commerce/money for more.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic, or NAC, on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and our friend, and he's a little under the weather, so we're only going to make him come on two segments. Welcome, Dr. Stately. Ho-wah.
This is what we do for our relatives who are sick and dying. We only make them work half the time.
Just kidding. Oh, Dr. Stately.
Oh, my God.
I'm just teasing.
I just got a...
I'm not actually dying. At least I don't think I am. So. Yeah.
I got a rush of guilt, Haley. And then I got over it, and I smudged off.
And then I got over it.
Whatever. I mean, like, yeah. You that's an exercise you've been working on for quite some time. So, No, I'm just teasing. I think I'm fine. I had like I ate something bad. I think kind of.
There must be a stomach. I have
like
around.
Yeah, you know, it's like I'm not the best. Arguably, in all transparency, I don't have the best,
digestive system?
I think I have the same digestive system everybody else has, but like the basic elements work the same, but I think What I'm saying is I don't have the best foods, probably the best food safety protocols in place, right? You know, I'm like, you know, let's sit out there on the counter for about 5 hours and still eat it. I think that's kind of what I did.
I thought you were talking about sacred beans or something like that, but that makes sense, having the mayo out there too long and on your egg
sacred
salad.
Beans, like not spirits, but those little brown things.
Yeah, the magical fruit.
The magical, yeah, no. I don't have that problem with beans, actually, that some people or elders do. But I did eat, like, I think it was, like, probably, so it was meat and there was some other things, and I think it just stayed out too long. I probably should not have, like, eaten it after I let it sit out for a while. So, anyway, lesson learned.
Yeah, well, Dr. Stately, we just had Rachel Thunder on, and we were talking about
I caught the end of it.
Talking about Leonard Peltier, and today was the first day of his parole hearing. First one in 14 years. It amazes me, but then it doesn't amaze me too.
Yeah, it's you know, it's not shocking at all. Like, you know, colonization at its finest, actually, quite frankly. So but we're hopeful. He's served how many years now? 40?
5 decades.
Or like, yeah, 5 decades. Yeah,
he's 80 years old now.
So, because it's, 74, he was in prison. Shocking. Yeah. So, it's just like, you know, I was going to say there's no explanation for it, but there is quite actually, honestly, a very concrete and clear explanation for it. But like, how much time do we have on this show anyway?
Right, exactly. Well, that's the conversation. It's like Leonard's a symbol of what people want to hold against Native Americans in a lot of different ways, and an example to keep us down. You know, the longest serving political prisoner in the history of the United States. And, you know, we have people that went through the court and were lawyers for the other side that say that he should be out and he shouldn't be in there. I mean, we have FBI agents talk about the culture that's presented to new FBI agents directly about this case and how he's guilty and how he killed two FBI agents, and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of problems with that story, right, and the factual evidence of that, even though they can continue to perpetrate that story. But I think the other thing is like, it's just, the other thing that he is he's a human being.
Right.
And he's an elder, and he is like, he has served the majority of his lifetime in prison, right? Mm-hmm. He has not been able to spend any real quality time with his family, his children, his, you know, his community, the people who love him, right?
Right.
And so, like, I think just even also from a humanistic perspective, it's like, let's talk about the fact that he's a human being and he is more than, you know, more than paid for his, you know, even presumably if he had done what people have accused him of doing or what he's been convicted of, even if that's true, that isn't any different than what a lot of other people have done. In a lot of ways, it's less horrific. And some other people have gotten much less sentences, longer sentences. So he's paid a lot. His health is quite honestly failing. Let him, you know, the idea of letting him out of prison so that, I mean, what is the real threat that we're preventing by not allowing him, parole or amnesty? It's like, you know, I mean, are they, is the FBI and the federal government worried that he's going to like create a uprising of, you know, or his 84-year-old self is going to seek revenge or something? Like, what is the thought process there, other than like just to exercise cruelty and send a message to other people, right?
Yeah,
one that they've made loud and clear over the last several decades anyway, like that Indian people don't mean it matter. Their lives are not important and meaningful.
Right. And well, just, frustrating. Just a quick example where you're talking about on June 15, 2022, Hinckley was fully released from court restrictions. So the guy that shot President Reagan is out running around for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there you have it.
That was so very long ago, but I think he claimed like a mental disorder as his, defined. So has he been treated and found not to be mentally ill anymore and safe to be out in the public?
Right.
Yeah, that's a, he'd be released from psychiatric care is what it's saying here. So he's
most people like so that I worked in an NGI unit when I was in my reason of insanity when I was my first full internship as a psychologist intern, and those people were held in psychiatric detention until they were quote unquote sane enough to serve their sentence, and then they served their sentence after they were found to be mentally competent.
Yeah.
I don't know like what the federal requirements are, that they're different than some state requirements. But anyway, the point is that like, I mean, what really is the potential threat and damage at this point, 50 years after he was sentenced, to sort of allow him to be released and go home to his family and the community that loves him, right? Like he's in very, very poor health from my understanding. So
yeah.
It's not like he's going to be
right.
I can't imagine anything else is gonna happen other than he'll go home and spend his last days with his family. And what is our justice system so inhumane that they can't think about the compassion and the humanity of that man and his family and the people who love him? It's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, I was blessed to interview him, and it's a sad, sad situation, and it would be almost like if he was to be released, almost like a Nelson Mandela effect for us natives. I would be so happy. I would make sure that I was there when he ended up at home, and the celebrations for across Native Turtle Island would be tremendous. It would be just tremendous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I guess therein lies, I think, probably one of the reasons why they don't want to do it is because, they don't want the Indians to get too happy, God forbid.
Right.
Exactly. We know what happens when Indians get happy.
they get really happy.
Well, I mean, good Lord, don't get too happy. You get too full of promise. You might think that you can change the world.
Exactly. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and we're having a little somber conversation. But
you're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Jury deliberations resume tomorrow in Wilmington, Delaware. ABC's Terry Moran's there.
Late today, the jury getting the case in Hunter Biden's trial. Six men and six women will decide the fate of the president's son, who is facing three felony gun charges. As closing arguments began, Hunter Biden's friends and family packed into the first three rows of the courtroom, the first lady attending the trial nearly every day.
Former President Trump had a virtual hearing with a probation officer from New York who'll help give the judge information for sentencing in his hush money trial. The full ship channel in Baltimore Harbor back open as normal now since the bridge collapse in March. Gasoline prices down another 9 cents a gallon, says the Energy Department. The Bidens are hosting an early Juneteenth celebration on the White House South Lawn tonight. Featured guests include Gladys Knight.
White House lawn's never seen anything like this before. That was outstanding.
This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella South. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking for an $800 million budget increase to support University of Wisconsin schools. Several UW schools have faced campus closures, staff layoffs, and program cuts, which Governor Evers intends to address with this budget increase. For years, the Republican-led legislature has denied UW budget increases. The new executive budget will be introduced in 2025. Judge Susan Crawford has entered the race that will determine majority control of Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Crawford is a liberal judge who will oppose conservative Judge Brad Schimmel. As a private attorney, Crawford represented Wisconsin Planned Parenthood and defended access to abortion care. Schimmel, her opponent, has advocated for enforcing Wisconsin's criminal abortion ban. After an election on April 1st of next year, the winner will serve a 10-year term. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's one of Pete's picks. Richard Linklater's latest film, Hitman, starring and co-written by lead actor Glenn Powell, is really good. Powell plays a college professor but works for the police by night, pretending to be a hitman to entrap those looking to have people killed. The story is filled with fun turns, suspense, sweet romance, and is based on a true story. Hitman can be streamed on Netflix and received excellent reviews. What do you do to help restore your image after you accost the host of the Oscars? You show that you are a man of the people by watching your new film Bad Boys, Ride or Die, with the commoners. That is what Will Smith did, actually sitting right in the middle of a crowded theater. The actor revealed himself after the end credits. Oh, yeah. And you also make sure fan reaction is captured on TikTok by the theater manager, and that there's another camera outside to capture the glory. When Smith went in for handshakes or hugs, most flinched, but no one was slapped. He is back. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low in the mid-40s for tonight. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow and a high in the upper 60s. Low 80s Wednesday, more storms possible, especially in the afternoon and evening when some of the storms could be strong. Currently 57 degrees.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Mad Men and Whose Line Is It Anyway, actor Joel Murray. And Civic Media's own Stuart J. Waddles joins me to discuss Summerfest and Phibbs.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Concrete and Masonry, working with clients to design, perform, create, and accomplish. Check out their work at nativeconcretemasonry.com.
Yeah, Chuck's a great guy, and proud to be partner with him in this endeavor, and we really love him, and I'm going to get him over here very soon to redo some of that backyard. You know, our sidewalk goes like in the wrong direction, Haley. We got to be going out to the cars and it's going to the garage. And
I know. And it's a tight space too. Right. And there's cracks in it. It just, yeah, get Chuck over there. He'll take care of that.
And, you know, I'm old where, you know, I can't hold my balance because I'm so old. Those cracks are you know, a health issue.
Yeah. Why don't you just do what every other Indian does and park your car in the lawn? You can walk straight to it.
Well, I don't want to just run over the sage because I hand that out at the fair.
Oh, yeah. There's that. Yeah.
I hand that sage out, and we don't sell it at Native Roots Trading Post. We give it away to our friends.
Oh, nice.
If you buy some. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Could be, yeah, I guess you could do that. It could be a very sacred car if you did that, though.
Well,
I just came up with a name for my new car.
Your war
remember
pony.
We were talking about that, Dega.
Your war pony.
What did you get?
It's a 2022 and it's white, so it's the Young White Buffalo.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Very sacred.
Yeah.
Very sacred, yeah. That is very sacred.
Right. Well, I've got is this little Camry here that gets 36 miles a gallon, and thank goodness because I have to go into Wisconsin and Illinois at times.
Yeah. Good on gas. We got to get those hybrids, what Bob Blake always talks about.
Yeah. Those. I'm looking, but, you know. We have a balance pack.
Yeah. Are you having them on this week? There's a big webinar for people to attend. It's open to the public on a Wednesday to learn about all the tax credits and all of the incentives, financial incentives to go green and electrify your house and all that stuff. So,
yeah, solar
panels. I'm sure he knows all about it, yeah.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. There's a big tax break, and I have seen so many Teslas out there. It's not even funny, and I hate the owner. Is hate a good word on radio? I dislike the owner so much, I couldn't stomach to buy one myself.
The Teslas? Yeah, I won't buy one. If I buy an electric car, which I probably will the next time I buy a car, like the next 3 or 4 years, probably. It's going to be like a different electric vehicle. People are like all salty, like, well, why are you like, you know, why wouldn't you buy a Tesla? It's like one of the best cars around. I'm like, well, I don't know if I would agree with that necessarily, but you know,
it's always on recalls. It's always on,
well, and it's also always- it's like, doesn't he like, I don't know. Yesterday I was driving to Minneapolis and like, you know, I was like a couple different times I had to go to a couple events in Minneapolis yesterday, and I was driving down the road and like two Tesla drivers, not together, but not within, you know, fairly recent experience, like, you know, like maybe 10 minutes apart, I came across two Tesla drivers holding up traffic, like big one right inside Minneapolis, a long line of cars behind this woman. She must have had her auto driver on because she was on her phone, you know, like just typing away. Yeah, I was like, is that... So does it matter? Can you like still like just text on your phone even if you have autopilot on? Like, you know, the self-driving car, is that what we're up with?
Do you remember that movie that came out, and it was on Netflix?
And, with Julia Roberts.
Yes, and Ethan Hawke, and all these Teslas crashed at the end.
Yeah.
They were all crashing, and then the next day Tesla had a recall. Do you remember that? That was crazy.
Yes, I do. That was a great movie, by the way. I like that movie a lot. That's actually a good movie.
Scared the crap out of me. And Bill Clinton, or no, Obama produced that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got a picture with him,
he's
too.
He's living a good life, yeah.
I got a picture with me, Obama. We were good friends for 13 seconds.
That's 10 more seconds than most people get.
Yeah. Exactly. Because I couldn't stop drooling. I wanted to hug and kiss him. Jeez.
Oh, Lord. Ew. They might need to stay far from you in public settings. anyway, no, I'll probably buy something like a Polestar. I really like like my car before the car I have now is a Volvo. I had a Volvo for 7 years or 6 years, mm-hmm. which they're, you know, they're decent cars, nice cars.
There's a song like goes Bougie Indians. Maybe we should play that. I think they're swearing in it. We can't play the Bougie Indian song.
Bougie. Oh, yeah. I know that one. It's saying, yeah. You know, I'm okay with it. You know, I worked hard to get. I worked hard. Paid a lot. I'm still paying student loans back. I'll be paying them back for the rest of my life, probably.
Well, I'm still paying.
Several Polestars with that student loan, I'm sure.
I'm still paying student loans off too, but I married well.
Oh, well, there you go.
And speaking of which,
when you open, I heard that about the whole chunk. They're always marrying up those ones.
Oh, wow, it's in our blood. Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. I'm serious. But yes, I'll probably I'm really considering giving it lots of consideration and looking at things. I'll probably go to this webinar on Wednesday. But I want to I'm thinking about changing my home over to like a whole entire the electrified home, so everything is running on electricity, not gas.
Right.
Which, this would be my little tiny way of making some meaningful footprint or impact on the carbon footprint. Something I can, have some contribution to. Thinking about banning all plastics from my house too.
That would be good. You know, you can, that big property you have, you can get a solar farm.
As I drink out of my plastic cup.
And I love this. I think our people that listen to our show love the sound effects too of you gulping water during the show.
gulping water.
and you have that big area out there where you could put a wind farm or at least one big rotored farm out there and some solar panels.
Ooh, right? I can do solar that. Farm. Like I probably don't. I mean, if I can put it in the public park, then maybe I'd be happy with that. Right next to the baseball diamond.
Land back.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Anyway.
So what's happening
in the clinic
here? What's going
on happening with
the clinic?
Things are going well. I think we're it's summertime. We're getting ready to do a couple of really cool things this week. Last weekend we had our second annual summer men's camp that we've done. So
wow.
We started this men's work about a year ago, a little over a year ago, really because it was born out of some conversations I was having with close relatives and also some people in the community, and just realizing, recognizing how much our men are struggling. Not all of them, but I think generally a lot of our men struggle with sort of like trying to, figure out who they are, figure out what their responsibility and what their role is in modern society, right? We had some really clear roles. Things have shifted and changed. but so many of the men we serve in our community clinic and at NAC, and a lot of the men that are struggling, I think, in our community are people who have come home from, long and, many years in incarceration, are dealing with a number of other things, and early recovery, the other folks, that are connected to this work, are just really, trying to find their way, trying to find their quote unquote North Star, as it were. Had a few conversations with folks, and I just went to I went to Sarah Anderson, who's our grant manager, and I was like, find me some money to start a men's camp. I said, a drum circle. We wanted to start a drum circle. We didn't really have any money for that. We just kind of figured it out. let's start some work around with men, talking circles and other things to get men together and have them begin talking a little bit about, like, what does it mean to be a warrior in the 21st century? What is it, what does it look like being, in today's society, post-pandemic, being a Native man, mm-hmm. and all of the things that we need to do to take care of ourselves, and then also to be, modern day warriors, take care of others, take care of the elders, the children, protect the women, protect the land, our medicines, our cultural life ways, those things. These are all things that we, we only fought and we only went to war when it was necessary. We didn't, use violence and weapons and fighting as the main way to sort of solve our problems. We actually reserve that for the end of the last sort of, that was the last resort, right? Our first resort was to be good relatives and to figure out how to, protect the things that were important and meaningful to us, using, prayer and ceremony and words. And so that this is our second year doing this. And I went to these men this year, they were able to build the lodge. The people we worked with on that to establish that camp allowed us, because we had a good relationship with them. We took good care of the camp and we did, mm-hmm. we did what we said we were going to do. And they allowed us to build a lodge on that camp. And I showed up and sweated with them on Saturday night, and it was probably one of the most beautiful experiences I have. They're just amazing, amazing men, good hearts, lovely human beings. I was just really honored and privileged to be in that space with them.
Well, Dr. Saitly, next time that happens, give me a text. I'd love to show up. Hey, I hope you feel better. I really appreciate you, coming in and talking to us. And it's always fun, but also very educational. And we love hearing you. I can hear your water right now. We love hearing that too, but we also love hearing from you.
It's life. Water is life.
Yeah, with the ice cube.
Have a little bit of life.
We'll be right back with Wendy and her sacred animal portion. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Ho-wa.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. That's 612-373-3333.
Attention, Native American community. As we prepare for American Indian Celebration Month in Minnesota this May, it's essential to prioritize the health and safety of our communities. With social gatherings and festivities on the horizon, getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is crucial. So let's make getting vaccinated a tradition, inclusive and cross-generational. Imagine gatherings filled with shared stories and cultural celebrations free from the shadow of COVID-19. Remember, protecting yourself and others is what counts. Whether it's time for an updated vaccine or your first shot, all COVID-19 vaccines offer protection, with the latest vaccine especially recommended for our elders over 65. As we gather with friends and relatives this May for American Indian Celebration Month, let's ensure everyone's safety by getting vaccinated. Together, we can uphold our traditions and keep our communities thriving. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
Hey, everybody. My name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. A couple of things here today. I have information from the Secret Squirrel Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. They just happen to be located in Gainesville, Florida. But what I want to say is that there are so many rehabilitation centers right now posting on social media to put water out for the wildlife. It's been so incredibly hot in so many places throughout the United States. And these animals are brought into the rehabilitation center, and all it is that they're dehydrated. They just need water. That's it. So once they're given fluids and water, they're fine. They have no other injuries or illnesses or anything else. They're just thirsty. So it just they're just asking everyone. This is the post that they put up, Water 911. I've gotten 3 calls this week for wildlife so dehydrated they collapsed in yards. I advised each person to set water down. All 3 animals recovered without needing rehabilitation efforts, so please set water out. Shallow bowls up high and low, placed in shade near bushes and trees. This is to help stop predators' attacks. Provide fresh water a minimum of 3 days a week to help wildlife survive this heat and dry weather. Yeah, there's no rain. They can't even find puddles, so they're so thirsty. I've seen posts where someone was giving water to a snake, and it was drinking from it, from a bottle, a water bottle. The snake was so thirsty, so everybody's thirsty out there. A little water will do. Robert and I put water out. We change it every day. A couple of different bowls. Some have like pebbles in them so that even insects, like insects, flies, and whoever else can land on the rocks and drink the water without falling in and drowning. And then in the larger bowl, I keep a couple of twigs so that if anybody falls in there, they could grab onto the twig and crawl out. And then we have the bird bath that the birds just come and take a drink and bathe themselves. So that's pretty cute and fun to watch them. If your dog is afraid of fireworks, right, today is the day to call your vet, not on July 3rd. I hear this every year that vets get calls on July 3rd. My dog has anxiety and I need medication. So call now. Be aware, even if your dog isn't, maybe call the vet to see if there's something you could keep in the house. Wanda has separation anxiety, and we give her trazodone. It's a pretty safe medication, calms her down. Many people use it for sleep and to calm themselves too, and it really works for her. So if your dog is afraid of fireworks, call today. Also keep your pets inside. Keep your pets inside. Even, you know, every year, the statistic is that more dogs go missing on the 4th of July than any other time of the year. The fireworks, the noise, the sound, you know, the sounds, the lights, the chaos just, you know, scares them and they bolt. Even dogs who are like really well trained and are, you know, really well behaved, they get freaked out and they get lost. So keep your dogs and cats and other pets inside. You know, keep the windows shut, put some music on, let them listen to something else, or put the TV on, put a fan on or an air conditioning and just let them hang out, right? Let's see what we have here. Here's a post. It's a picture of bugs, just all bugs, ants, grasshoppers, spiders, moths, dragonflies, caterpillars, all kinds of bugs. And it said, all your life you've been told these are bugs, but they're not. They're bird food. So no insects. If we have no insects, we have no birds. So stop spraying mosquito spray and stop lawn chemicals. I can't tell you how many times I walk past houses and they have those little signs, those little bitty signs that say, keep your pets and animals off the lawn until this date. So, yeah, it's killing everything. Anyway, they're not bugs. They're bird food. Adopted dogs. Adopted dogs, I always talk about this, take 3 days to decompress, 3 weeks to start to know your routine, and 3 months to start to feel at home. So just give them a chance. A lot of people will get a dog or a cat, bring them home from the shelter, and they don't like what they see the first couple of days or even the first week. They freak out, people freak out and bring the pet back, but you really need a chance. The animal really needs a chance. So we've talked so many times about our cat Princess. We got her. She was scared. She was in my closet. I put a little bed in there for her. But she stayed in there for 3 months. She never even came out. She came out when we were not around. So she would use the kitty litter and eat and drink and whatever. But Robert really did a great job in working with her to kind of lure her out and show her that, you know, it's okay, you're safe here. And she used to peek around the corner and watch us play with our other pets, play with the dogs and talk to the dogs. And I think she just watched and eventually knew, like, okay, these people are okay. Well, I could come out. I just saw a post about an albatross. So an albatross is the largest bird. And it can go years without landing. It just flies around over the ocean, dives into the ocean, and catches its prey, and then flies back up in the over the ocean. And it can do that for years. They spend their first 6 years of life flying over the ocean before coming to the land to mate. It's capable of traveling more than 10,000 miles in a single journey and circumnavigating the globe in 46 days. How amazing is that? And if you go online and you Google image of albatross bird, you could see how big they are compared to a human person. They are just unbelievable. Their wingspan is 10 feet. And the largest one ever recorded was 11 feet across. So that's a pretty amazing animal. I'd love to see one of them one of these days. In the wild, though. So probably never will, because I don't want to see any captive animals. We see a lot of pigeons around. We're spending a lot of time in New York, Robert and I. And pigeons are not wild animals. Interesting. I never knew this, and now I feel differently about them. My friend grew up in New England where they have pigeons. Apparently, they also hate them there. He was always saying bad things about pigeons until I pointed something out that he never thought of before. We domesticated pigeons. They are nearly all over the world because humans brought them here. And they're more than pets. They carried messages. People raced them. They lived spoiled lives as honored human companions for centuries. And then when we got the telephone and we didn't want to race them anymore, honestly, us humans just threw them out as trash. So this species hangs around in the city because they don't know how to go and find food. They eat whatever we eat, like whatever we throw on the ground. That's what they eat. And
the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, be with us next time. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers and Jay Matt Nair, and I kick off our statewide tour. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.